chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard sleeping tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
AIF as a community radio station serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of WAIF, its staff, or board of trustees. They reflect our own views or the views of our guests. Thank you for listening to WAIF. And now, Chris and Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Well, hey, Rob, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Hi, and Chris.
Hi, how are you, Rob?
I'm fine, Chris. How are you, Chris?
Today is the holiday that they named after me. It's Christmas.
Wow!
Well, actually, it's not today. I think it's going to be on Monday.
It's
but today,
Monday.
Next Monday, and today is Tuesday, so that makes tonight the Chris and Rob Holiday Spectacular.
That's fantastic.
What do you mean that's fantastic?
Right now, everybody's wondering, I wonder if they'll play Boxing Day by Elvis Costello next Tuesday.
Well, maybe we will.
First time in the 20 years of doing this show, we'll have an excuse to play that song.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob
Late Night Talk Show.
And we got a big Christmas special for you. In case this is the first time you've ever heard our Christmas special, here's what we do. And we've been doing this since 1952.
Big.
It's kind of like you remember when you were a kid and Bing Crosby had a Christmas special and Bob Hope had a Christmas special and Charo would always be a guest.
Dorothy Hamill would ice skate to something very beautiful.
Right. And you might even remember Star Wars had a Christmas special in 1978 and they had the Chewbacca family Christmas, and they had a lightsaber Christmas. Well, we do a Christmas special. We're going to have singing and dancing and synchronized swimming and Santa Clauses and elves and comedy skits and, of course, big celebrity guests. So you're going to want to stay tuned and see what celebrity guests are going to call in, and it's going to be fun and frivolity. And I'll tell you one celebrity guest that's not going to be on our show.
Who?
Andy Stinkin' Williams.
Hell with him.
Andy Stinkin' Williams ain't going to be on our show. Because one year, and it was actually the night before Christmas, mm-hmm. and we called Andy Williams. This was about 4 or 5 years ago.
He was in town, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in town, and we called him, and he hung up on us on Christmas Eve.
It was a local phone call. We actually were going to have a celebrity on at local rate. We were very excited, and they call Andy Williams Mr. Christmas.
He's not Mr. Christmas. He's Mr. Hanging Up the Phone on Christmas.
He's Mr. Punk.
Yeah, so he stinks.
And you know what else he did?
What else did he do?
He foisted the Osmond Brothers on us.
That's right.
So there's strike one that happened in 1963 or four or whenever. Then strike two, Mr. Williams was hanging up on Chris and Rob.
But I don't care about Andy Williams because Christmas has a new Mr. Christmas.
It sure as heck does.
So Christmas has a new spokesperson. You know how Andy Williams, first Bing Crosby was the spokesperson of Christmas, and then after he passed away,
first
Andy Williams became the spokesperson.
First it was like St. Peter.
Well, that was before
St. Paul.
That was before Bing Crosby came along.
St. Paul was the first spokesperson, I guess. Right.
And then after Andy Williams took over as being Mr. Christmas, but we're done with him. We got a new Mr. Christmas. And you know who that's going to be?
Who?
Bootsy Collins. Bootsy is our new Mr. Christmas here at WAIF. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And this is from the new Bootsy Collins Christmas album called Christmas Is Forever. That's a boot off bobble. That's Bootsy doing the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I'll tell you, Rudolph never sounded so funky. His nose was never so bright a red as it was when Bootsy does the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's the funkiest Christmas song I ever heard. And Bootsy, are you on the line?
Yeah, Bobble. Booty Claws here.
Hey, Booty Claws, what's the funkiest Christmas you ever had?
Well, actually, I think this one probably is the funkiest one I ever had because we got this the new Christmas CD out, and I've never had a Christmas CD out, and I've got a chance to funk up everybody else's Christmas.
Yeah, you know, if you were listening before we played the track there, I was saying how back when we were kids, Bing Crosby was like the spokesperson for Christmas. You couldn't have Christmas without a Bing Crosby record. And then in 1977, Bing Crosby died, and then Andy Williams kind of took over, and you kind of couldn't have Christmas without Andy Williams. And, dude, between you and me, Andy's getting up there, and he can't last much longer, which means you, Bootzilla, Bootsy Buddha Claus Collins, you're going to be the new representative of Christmas. Now, do you think you can shoulder that burden?
Well, yeah, most definitely. I figured like if anybody else could do it, I think I could just throw myself right on it and do it myself.
That's a lot of chimneys you got to go down, Bootsy.
Oh, I'm down there already.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're talking to Bootsy Collins. This is the Chris and Rob 2006 Christmas Spectacular. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Yeah.
Bootsy, why in the heck did you want to do a Christmas record? You've done all kinds of other records. What made you think, holy crap, I want to do a Christmas record?
Well, you know, actually, as I was doing all those other records before, I always, in the back of my mind, I wanted to do a Christmas record because, like you were saying, you know, you came up on Bing Crosby singing those old Christmas songs, and, you know, those are the same things I came up with, you know, and it was like, wow, you know, to get a chance to actually do a Christmas record, you know, and I never thought I'd get a chance to do it, but I got a call, and this record company said, well, we'd like for you to do a Christmas record. I said, what? Me, a Christmas record? I said, yeah, I'd love it, you know, and I figured that, you know, I could actually do a Christmas record and get a chance to do a twist and some fun things to it, you know, and actually I got a chance to do that, and we came up with this record.
Well, it's a pretty funky Christmas record.
Yeah, yeah.
It ain't like listening to Bing Crosby with the chestnuts roasting right. And all that. This thing is slamming.
Yeah, well, we wanted to do, like I said, we just wanted to P-funk it up, and, you know, I figured I would probably be the only one left on the planet that could really do it like it's supposed to be done. And I said, give me a chance to do it and hit me and I'll do it.
Bootsy, you got more celebrity musician guests on this record than the opening sequence of Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Tell me, how did you get all these cats to join in on you on the Christmas record? And, you know, rather than me tell everyone who they are, tell us a little bit about who you got playing on this record. And in some cases, how'd you talk them into doing it?
Well, actually, I work with a lot of the different people that kind of, you know, sit in and did some stuff on the record. I was actually doing other work with you know, a lot of the other people that were actually on the record. And while we were doing it, you know, while we were doing their project or whatever project we was doing together, I just told them, you know, hey, I'm working on my new Christmas record. How about joining in and helping me do a song or something?
Hey.
And they actually did.
So who all did you get?
We got Fred Wesley, you know, from the old JVs, mm-hmm. Bernie Worrell from P-Funk, Kid Funkadelic, Gary Scheider, Snoop Dogg, Bobby Womack, Zap Troutman, Rogers' brothers, Charlie Daniels.
You got Charlie Daniels on that mother, didn't you?
Yeah.
How do you, and I saw you and Charlie Daniels are both on that opening sequence to the Monday Night Football.
That's right.
How you guys hooked up?
Yeah. We hooked up there. We started jamming, and, you know, every time I hit a little groove, he jumped in and started grooving, and, you know, we just hit it right off. Mm-hmm. And I told him, you know, that I was working on the Christmas record, and I invited him to, you know, jump on a song with me, and he said, if I do that, then you'd have to do a record with me on my record, and actually, that's what I'm working on now, The Devil Goes to Georgia, one of Charlie's songs. I'm redoing it.
What, instead of playing the fiddle, the devil's going to show up and play the space bass?
Oh, yeah.
He's going to play the fuzz face?
Yeah, that's gonna be highly contagious, baby.
Yeah, you know what else would be good is if the devil showed up, you know, to play his funk bass, and his number one demon was Buckethead.
Oh. man.
And Buckethead standing in the background being a demon.
Well, that's funny you said that, because actually Buckethead just left about 3 weeks ago. We cutting his new record also.
Good.
Yeah.
Buckethead ain't doing a Christmas record, is he?
No, we missed the timeline this time. But next year's coming up. We'll be able to hook it up.
Hey, you probably know that Rob and I from the Chris and Rob Show, we're musicians too. Next time you do a Christmas record, can Rob and I be on it?
Oh, most definitely.
You know what we play?
What?
We got sleigh bells. Check it out. Ho, ho, ho. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we're going to be on the next Bootsy Collins Christmas album. Woo! Like that?
Oh, I love it, man. We got to take that straight to the studio.
You let me know. We'll show up there at the Electric Ladyland. Or what do you call that ranch of yours? What's the name of that studio?
This is called the Bootzilla Rehab.
Now, we can show up down there at the Bootzilla Rehab. I got my jingle bells.
I got my green ones.
Yeah, there we go. I got the red ones. He's got the green ones. And we're ready to funk it up for the holidays.
Oh, man. Well, let's do it.
Bootsy?
We're on for the next Christmas cut, man.
All right, you're the greatest, Bootsy. What do we got to do to get you to come down here in the studio one night and field questions from our listeners?
Oh, well, shoot.
You know I've been asking you that for years.
Yeah, they just been having me so ripping and running, man. Mm-hmm.
I've been asking you to do that since the first James Brown tour.
Right. Oh, man, that's way back then.
Yeah.
Man. Gosh.
Well, I'll shoot your people an email. They can shoot me an email. We'll schedule something for 2007.
That sounds good, man.
In the meanwhile, we're going to take you out here with a song from the new CD. And this is kind of interesting cut. It's near the end. It's called Be With You.
Yes.
And it's your tribute to Zapp and Roger Troutman.
Roger Troutman, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this song, and then we'll play it, and then we'll all have a Merry Christmas.
Well, actually, it was a remake of I'd Rather Be With You. And
oh, that's from the Funkin' at P University record.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, and we figured that you know, I let Zapp hear it. That's Roger's brother, and he said, "Yeah, I'll do a talk box thing on it." And I said, "Well, let's make it a tribute to Roger."
Okay.
And that's what we did. And actually, we actually did the a video to it too, but we didn't get a chance to get it out this Christmas. So we're looking forward to getting that out next Christmas.
Hey, I just remembered, I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
I keep seeing you on a big scoreboard down at the Bengals game.
Oh, yeah.
And you got your orange and black and your funky outfits all orange and black.
Yeah.
And then when I see you on those opening credits for the Monday Night Football, you're wearing some kind of silver outfit.
Well, actually.
And I didn't think you were a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
No. You know what they made me do? I got my number 9 jersey on, man. Uh-huh. I got my Bengal hat on the Monday Night Football, but they made me cover my jersey up, man. So
that's not cool.
I know, man.
That's corporate censorship.
Yeah, that was pretty deep, man. And I was like, wow, man, I thought I was going to get away with wearing my orange and black, man. And they told me, no, I couldn't do that. I said, okay, well, maybe next time. Wait until I get to be a real big star, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. After your cartoon makes it big.
Yeah.
All right, good deal, Bootsy. Hey, Bootsy, we'll stay in touch, and now we'll play Be With You. And again, the new Christmas album is called Christmas Is Forever.
Yeah.
By Bootsy Collins, also known as Buddha Claus.
Oh, yeah, and they can check it out on www.bootsycollins.com.
BootsyCollins.com. And, hey, just so you know, Bootsy, we're adding the interview that we did with you a couple years ago.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
We're going to post that interview at chriscomaradio.com so people can check that out here in a couple weeks.
Oh, that will definitely work, man.
So stay in touch, Bootzilla.
Thanks a lot for keeping the funk alive, man. And happy holidays.
We're keeping Merry Christmas alive.
All right,
baby.
Memories, baby.
Yeah, how you doing, everybody? It's Roger Troutman.
Yeah.
I'm reaching out to speak to Bootsy. Bootsy.
Yeah. This goes out to you, Roger. From Bootsy and Zapp.
It's Christmas, baby.
Intelligent, highly sophisticated.
get a little rough. Oh no, I'm not complaining.
I'd rather be with you.
Yeah, I'm just going and training, baby. Refraining and restraining. So
say what's mine for me.
I'd rather be with you to see your face on Christmas Day. When you open up them gifts and try to find the words to say, I can hold you in my arms and we can sit and watch it snow. Anything you want, I'll get for you. Just let me know.
Say hey, Charlie.
It's a party now.
Let's give Charlie a microphone. Say hey, Charlie.
Hello.
Charlie, say it a little louder.
Hello.
Yeah, that's Charlie. Charlie came down here for the Christmas show.
He usually calls, but today he showed up.
This is the Chris and Rob Show. We're playing the new Bootsy Collins Christmas is Forever CD, and if anyone in our listening audience would like to have a free autographed copy
autographed.
Of the... Yeah, you can sell it on eBay for $45.
Don't do that, though. Groove to it.
Yeah, you're going to want to funk out to this thing because you can hear how funky it is, Bobble.
Yeah, Bobble.
Give us a call here at 749-1444. That's 513-749-1444. And we'll give a copy of an autographed Bootsy Collins Christmas CD to the first person that calls now. 749-1444. But you got to be the next person to call in, and you got to call quick because it's going to go fast because everybody is going to want a copy of this new Bootsy Collins Christmas is Forever CD just in time for the holidays. And if you call now, we'll send it to you out express tomorrow. Let's see who we got here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Who is this?
Hey,
wow. Is that your Christmas greeting?
Yes, I suppose it is.
What's your first name?
My first name is Eugene.
Okay, Eugene, I'm going to put you on hold, and our producer will take down your name and address, and you will win a copy of the new Bootsy Collins Christmas is Forever Christmas CD. It's funky.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Who's your favorite Christmas funk musician?
Bootsy Collins.
And what's your favorite radio station?
WAIF.
All right.
Ho, ho, ho. A Merry Christmas to you and yours from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Welcome to the Chris and Rob Holiday Program. We're glad you could all attend. Let's get things started off with a letter to Santa.
Dear Santa, this is Chris from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. All I want for Christmas this year is for peace on earth and for food to feed all the hungry children of the world, and a big screen TV and a toaster oven, maybe a brand new fish tie. I'd like an orange and purple lava lamp. I want the new album by Metallica, a Lazy Boy to put in front of my new big screen color TV, and a bottle of Jack.
And Santa, all I want is to be a toy wooden soldier.
Damn it, Rob, now what are we going to do? We both turned into toy wooden soldiers.
Look out, Nutcracker babes, here I come.
Seriously, Rob, how are we going to get back to being human now?
I don't know, Chris, but who cares? Now when I get a Woody, it's going to be a Woody.
Great. I got a horny wooden co-host, and I'm a fire hazard. Well, what am I going to do?
Hey, Chris, watch this. I can bang my head against the wall, and it doesn't even hurt. I'm wooden. Look, Chris, we can float, too.
I think this wooden stuff is kind of itchy anyway. Hey, that's not cooties. That's termites.
Oh, no. You know, Chris, this looks like a dire situation. But it's not that bad. We can get jobs as bats with the Cincinnati Reds.
But I don't want to be hollowed out and filled with cork, Rob.
Hey, kids, has this ever happened to you? Ever become wooden? Just want to be human again? Well, you can be human again through honesty and integrity. With honesty and integrity, Pinocchio saved Geppetto from the big whale. With honesty and integrity, the Nutcracker triumphed over the Rat King. And with honesty and integrity, Bob Dole became human when... Well, I guess Bob Dole is still a little wooden. But anyhow, let's see how honesty and integrity save Chris and Rob from their splittery situation.
Hey, Rob, you know, if you recite your famous Christmas poem that you do every year on Christmas Eve, maybe we can become human again.
Okay, Chris, I'll give it a try. Christmas. Christmas is so special, the year's most wonderful day. I remember the true meaning of Christmas this very special way. C is for Chris, a good guy, that's never me. A meanie.
That's me.
H is for hot, like Daisy Fuentes in a bikini. R is for Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
That's him.
I is for aye, 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 look at Daisy in the snow. S is for Santa, jolly old Saint Nick. T is for too sweet, Daisy's the flower I'd pick. M is for mother and families all on Christmas days. A is for awesome, the picture I downloaded of Daisy Fuentes. S is for sexy, man, Daisy Fuentes.
Hey, Rob, it worked. We're human again.
Sure did, little buddy. Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas, Rob.
And to all, a good night.
Stay tuned. An interview with Prancer the Reindeer is coming up.
You're listening to the Chris and Rob Holiday Extravaganza.
Mm-hmm. Watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off, sets the theme, helps me dream my Christmas dream. Every year I dream it, hoping things will change. An end to the crying, the shouting, the dying. And I hope you will dream it too. It's Christmas, remember, we've got to remember. So light the light, I'm home tonight. I need you to warm me, to calm me, to love me, to help me to dream my Christmas dream. Crazy things said and done, every single day but one. Every night should I believe, be the same as Christmas Eve. Nights should all be silent, days should all slow down. An end to the hurry, the noise and the worry. And I hope you believe that too. It's Christmas, remember, does no one remember? Christmas dream, we need it to warm us, to calm us, to love us, to help us to dream our Christmas dream.
You're listening to the Chris and Rob Christmas Extravaganza on WAIF.
Yeah, it's the Chris and Rob Christmas Extravaganza. If you want to call in, the phone number here is 513-749-1444. You just heard Perry Como from the movie The Odessa File, which is a good movie about a guy who's hunting a bunch of Nazis back in the 1970s. And he gets them too, but you'll have to watch the movie someday. That's Perry Como with Christmas Dream. And this is my Christmas dream, doing a Christmas special with my good buddy Rob.
Man, your dream comes true like once a year. Isn't it wonderful when dreams come true?
You know what's another Christmas dream come true for some people?
What?
Having a birthday right before Christmas.
People love that because that way they get their birthday presents wrapped in Christmas paper.
Yeah, they get twice as many presents as everyone else. Isn't that great?
It is great.
So we know a guy whose birthday is tomorrow, and that's just close enough to Christmas that we can call him and bug him.
Yeah, it'd be a Christmas birthday, baby.
Yeah. So we're going to call him here in a second. Jim is dialing up the number. And in case you just tuned in, this is the annual Chris and Rob Christmas Extravaganza. We do it every year.
Goodwill, peace on earth, man.
We're happy to be doing it again. Now, what's this guy's name we're calling?
J.D.
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 Like the restaurant.
J.D.
Yeah, J.D.'s.
J.D.
Boy, Perry Como's a good singer.
Well, he's Mr. Christmas after Bootsy.
Right. Some of those Italian guys are good singers.
Yeah.
Some people don't like the Italians, but...
Hi, you've reached 680...
Okay, I guess he's not answering
your call right now, but we'll be happy to return as soon as possible.
Sounds like a radio guy.
Where are you? You've reached...
Hello, this message is for J.D. Hi, J.D., I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, J.D., if you're out there, give us a call back at 749-1444. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And you're J.D.
The happy birthday Christmas baby.
Yeah, okay, enough of that. All right, what are we doing next?
We have so many celebrities and guests. The show's absolutely crammed, packed, filled, loaded. It is stacked. We are wall to wall. It is just absolutely amazing.
isn't it, though?
Right.
If you'd like to call into the show, 513-749-1444.
Do you remember Super Toe?
Who's Super Toe?
Do you remember Super Toe, Charlie? He was a little football player. He stood about maybe 12 inches high, and he had a little plastic football that came with him that was flattened.
Oh, I do remember Super Toe.
And you'd stick the little football in front of him, then you'd wrap Super Toe, or maybe a Super Foot. You'd wrap him on the head, driving his head and helmet into his shoulders, which would make his foot kick. And then you had a goal post, and you set it up, and you saw how far of a field goal you could kick with Super Toe. That was one of my all-time favorite Christmas toys that I ever got.
We couldn't afford Super Toe. We just folded a piece of paper into a triangle.
We did that, too.
hey, guess what? Who we got on the phone now?
Who?
We've got Alan from Alan's Cafe over on
it's
the east side.
It's more than a cafe.
It's more than a cafe because you can get beer and wine there and cigars.
Mm-hmm. Alan's more than a cafe.
Hey, Alan, are you there?
I sure am.
Hey, Alan, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Merry Christmas, Alan.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Now, for those who don't know who you are the owner and proprietor of Alan's Cafe over on the east side where you cannot smoke inside anymore.
That's correct. Alan's more than a cafe at that point.
Yeah, but it's less than a smoke shop.
Yes, it is. At the same time.
You go out back and you stand around a fire pit and you can smoke and probably, and I don't want to tell you anything you don't know, Alan, but my guess is that people are not only smoking by the fire pit, but the occasional Weisenhammer is probably spitting into it.
I didn't really think of it that way. That's disturbing.
Hey, Alan, as someone who owns a bar and a restaurant and a cafe that's more than a cafe, do you think that this new smoking ban that that y'all just voted for in Ohio, do you think it's going to affect your Christmas business?
Our establishment, it doesn't seem to have been affecting it. We have a lot of people that come in and eat. We do have live music, too. It's hard. It's kind of early in the process to say whether or not it's going to. People, that say they've studied it in other states, it won't affect it. I think the jury's not in yet on it, and we'll just have to see. But, at the same time, I understand where some operators really, and some establishments, I should say, are worried about it. So, it's... jury's not in on it, I don't think yet, but we've actually stayed nice and busy. And
good.
A lot of times the musicians that play, I know the feedback I've heard from several of them is that it's nice to play in an area that is smoke free.
Now you're helping lead me into my next topic here, which is over there at Alan's Cafe on the east side. And for those who don't know where it is, it's over on Columbia Parkway, right past Delta. You go a block past the precinct. You can't afford to eat there anyway, and Alan's is the next joint up.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you've got live music in there on the weekends, and Sunday nights, for the last 67 years, you've had the Bluebirds every Sunday night.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about Steve Schmidt. He's kind of a famous guy around Cincinnati if you're into music. Steve plays piano. He's a very accomplished jazz player.
He's the best.
Steve recently came down with a bad back, and I was wondering if you could tell me how Steve's doing.
Well, actually, everybody needs to just keep him in your thoughts, because he actually he's in the hospital. And he has some not straightforward situation there. I don't know if I can should really go into it. It's along the lines of some kind of a blood infection.
I heard it was a bad back.
Well,
that's the ruse. All right, we're sticking with it.
Yeah. I think he's going to be in there for a while. Right now, he's not in our Sunday night lineup. Unfortunately, but Charlie Fletcher's back playing keyboards. But he's the last I knew just a few days ago. He was still in the hospital. Hopefully, he'll be getting out real soon.
Okay. Well, we're gonna take you out with a track from "Merry Christmas, Baby" by the Steve Schmidt Organ Trio.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take you out with that. But if anybody wants to see the Bluebirds, it's Sunday night at Allen's. And
that's right. And they will be there New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah, Rob and I had a big Christmas dinner at Allen's, and we wanted to say thanks for that. The food at Allen's is always delicious.
Hey, it's always great to have you guys down there. And thanks for such a great show as well.
What are you doing on next Sunday? It's Christmas Eve. Are the Bluebirds going to be playing, or are you not going to be open?
This Christmas, we generally are closed down on Christmas Eve for our employees. So we will not be open on Christmas Eve, and the Bluebirds will have that evening off as well to be with their family.
What about on New Year's Eve?
Yes, they will be there. We'll be there in full bloom with Tusculum Horns, and we have the restaurant will be open all day long. We'll have our full menu, and you'll be able to come down and see the Bluebirds.
What if a guy wants to go somewhere and watch the football game? Do you have any TVs at Allen's?
Yes, we have an array of plasmas. We have the NFL ticket there. We have a 10-foot projection screen TV, so we're definitely into the sports thing.
What if you want to go someplace and watch a football game and then stay for the music and have a New Year's Eve party and then smoke a cigar?
Well, I sell cigars, believe it or not.
But you're going to kick me out if I light it up.
Well, we can go out and we'll get a big, big stick and put it in the fire.
See, I still think that America was based on freedom, and you have the freedom to smoke what you want, and you also have the freedom to tell somebody that their smoke is bugging you, and please put it out.
You just want to see more bar fights.
Well,
we're afraid if no one's smoking, that's one less reason for bar fights to break out, and we all enjoy a good bar fight.
Alan, in the history of Alan's Cafe, I know you've been there about 78 years. How many bar fights have there been?
Golly, you know what? We really, I couldn't even count them on one hand, I hate to say.
Eastside crowd. How many times has a guy put out a cigarette on another guy's neck?
I don't think that's ever happened.
Alan, you're the greatest. Thanks a lot.
Alan's More Than a Cafe. Merry Christmas, Alan.
Merry Christmas, guys.
And here's that track from Steve Schmidt. This is O Tannenbaum with the Steve Schmidt Organ Trio.
That's like a Christmas tree.
It is. It's German for Christmas tree.
Thank you.
WAIF, the Chris and Rob Christmas Special. It's the Chris and Rob Holiday Special. Phone lines open at 749-1444. Lots of great holiday stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
749-1444 is the phone number if you'd like to be a part of this. We'd love to have you come to the party. We'd love to have you. You bring your. Don't even have to bring your own cup. We've got cups. Take a cup off the shelf. Get the wacky cup we got at Arby's with a little Courier and Ives stuff on it. And dip it in our punch bowl. Dip it in our fruit bowl. Get yourself a big heaping helping of our hospitality, of what we got going on for you, because we've got a great show for you. We'd love to make you a part of it. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's all about bringing people together. It's all about doing the right thing. It's all about learning, loving, laughing, and growing together. It's 11 o'clock, WAIF, Cincinnati. And who we got on the phone, Jim? Oh, it's Pepe. Hello, Pepe. Welcome to the Chris and Rob Show.
Hello, man. This is Pepe Puente, man. I'm one of the, Santa's elf, man. I work up at the North Pole. I'm a whistleblower elf, man. I'm going to tell you like it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Is this Mike Wallace, man?
No, but I'm close enough. So you got some scoop on it. You got the skinny
well,
at the North
I'm
Pole.
I'm going to tell you like it is, man. You know that Santa Claus? He's a big fat tub of lard. You know what I'm saying, man? He don't treat the elves right, man. You know what I'm saying, man?
And how does good old Santa, how does the beloved Saint Nick not treat the elves right? I find that so hard to believe that you're leveling charges that Santa doesn't treat the elves right. Surely, Pepe, you're not going to come on the show without some sort of evidence that Santa doesn't treat you elves right.
Well, you know, man, we work every day of the year, man, and we do not get, you know what I'm saying, reciprocation, you know what I'm saying, man?
So you don't get paid for overtime?
I'm just saying, man. All I'm saying, man, is the benefit's a little less than desirable. You know what I'm saying, man?
Well, yeah, have you guys unionized?
No. We're not allowed to unionize. You know what happened to the last elf to try to make the union? He got his ear stuck in the conveyor belt, man. You know what I'm saying? And, Santa Claus, he don't even feed the elves, man. You know, we work up there at the North Pole. There are no crops up there, man. You think we're crazy? There are no crops at the North Pole. So what do you think the elves got to eat, man? We ate Blitzen last week, man.
What?
We ate Blitzen, Blitzen like a big dog with toothpicks, you know what I'm saying? And that's all we can do. We get no like fresh roughage, you know, like you Americans, man. You eat all the roughage, man. You get the green pepper and the broccoli and the lettuce on your sandwiches and stuff, man. But you know what we get?
What do you get at the North
Pole? We get a hoof.
I thought that maybe Mrs. Claus cooked for you guys. I thought you guys had...
No way, man. She's a big fat bitch. You know what I'm saying, man? She's just a big fat tub of lard, you know? You know, that hoe can kiss my little elf butt. You know what I'm saying, man?
Well, Pepe, I thought Mrs. Claus made you guys cookies and milk for... that's what you ate
reindeer
every day.
Cookie, man. Reindeer cookie, about all we get as far as cookie go, man. You know, we get the reindeer cookie. That's about all. And we work every day. And our little ears, they get stuck in the conveyor belt. Sometimes I'm purpose, you know what I'm saying, man?
How about a hairnet? Put a hairnet. Put your ears in a hairnet.
I don't know about that, man. Anyway, I'm just going to blow the whistle on the Santa Claus, man. Because, you know, it's not fair wages, man. And he doing like slave labor, you know, like they got the Kathy Lee Gifford, man.
Right.
And it's like the Kathy Lee Gifford shoe place, man. I'm telling you, that big fat Santa, man, he a tub of lard, man.
Well, Pepe, we sure appreciate you calling in. I'm going to have to do some more investigating into these.
You do that, man, because you know it isn't like 60 minutes, man. It's that Santa, man. He a big fat bald guy, man. He no good, man.
All right.
Okay, we got to get going, man, because I think DeSantis know I'm on his phone, man.
All right, Peppy. We'll see you later. Thanks for calling. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF Cincinnati. Wow, ain't it frigid?
Hey, this is WAIF, and we have a big-time celebrity guest on the phone. Welcome to the Chris and Rob Holiday Extravaganza, Tim Conway.
You're kidding.
Yeah, this is our Christmas special.
Oh, my gosh, I thought he was dead.
Yeah.
Gee.
Tim Conway, you're one of those very special happy birthday Christmas babies,
yes,
aren't you?
Very close, yes. So you don't get much for either one, which is really nice, you know.
You just had a 45th birthday,
yeah,
like 2 days ago.
And a 73rd, all combined, yes.
73rd.
That makes you like 128 years old.
It does, yes. And if I thought I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of myself. Bing, bang, boom.
Well, happy birthday and Merry Christmas, Tim Conway.
Thank you very much. And the same to you guys and to everybody in Ohio, too.
Where you're now, from. You're from Ohio.
I'm from a town called Chagrin Falls up around Cleveland with the Bowling Green State University, you guys.
All right.
Ziggy, zumba, zay.
When I went to Bowling Green for 11 years, that was the fight song. And our record, I think, that year was 0-11. And I think if you have a fight song that is Ziggy Zumba, 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 I can understand a 0-11 record.
Yeah. Hey, if my dad is listening, Tim,
you got Bowling Green too?
I'm just saying if he's listening, because he's the one who helped pay my way through Bowling Green.
Oh, yeah.
You got
through
it a little quicker than I did.
Right.
In your brief 11 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was tough for me. A lot of guys whizzed through in 4 years, but you don't get the benefits.
If I recall from reading your autobiography, My Life at Bowling Green by Tim Conway, weren't you like the fraternity seamstress in college?
I was, yes. Well, my mother was a seamstress, so I could actually sew because I learned at a very young age. And one of my minors was a home ec because I knew I could do it. So there was just 36 girls and me in the class.
That's not bad.
No, I worked out very nicely, as a matter of fact.
And how was your batting average?
On the sewing machine, pretty good.
Yeah. Now, I would love it if you answered yes to this question.
Yes.
When Harvey Korman had that Peter Pan outfit and he jumped out of the closet as Peter Pan, I think it was Peter Pan, Peanut Butter Peter Pan.
Yes.
You're not the one that made that outfit for him, were you, with your seamstress skills?
No, I would have taken it in a bit, I think, if I had made it, yes.
Uh-huh. Now, I also understand that at the Christmas parties on the set of the Carol Burnett show, you guys used to wrap Harvey in lights and put
Carol
an angel on his top.
Yep.
And put presents under Harvey, and then on Christmas morning, everyone would wake up and take the presents from under Harvey and open them.
That's correct, yes.
The last time I saw you on TV, you were somebody's dad on Yes, Dear.
Yes. Vicky, as a matter of fact, was my wife on that show, and I was her husband, and we were grandparents of the couple on the show. Yeah, that was a pretty neat show to do, actually. They were one of the few shows where you go in at 8 o'clock to tape, and you're actually out of there by 9:30. Most of them, you go in at 8, and you're out sometime the next day.
So what do you want to do next?
We just got through doing our last show. Harvey and I were out wandering around the country doing Together Again, which was kind of a variety-type thing. And we did that for 8 years, about 150 shows a year.
Yeah,
so
I saw one of them
and
when you came to Cincinnati 2 or 3 years ago. It was fantastic.
Oh, terrific. Thank you very much.
It was great.
Yeah. So we just made a DVD, and we're going to go out and peddle that for a while, I guess.
So we're talking to Tim Conway here on the Chris and Rob Holiday Extravaganza. Tim, what's your most memorable Christmas ever?
I think probably in the early 50s, my parents, you know, on every Christmas would hide eggs. And then I'd leave a little carrot out for Santa Claus. And you'd go around and collect these eggs in a basket. And I got, I think, 16 that year. So it was quite a year for me.
That's kind of funny because at my house on Christmas Day, we go and we knock on all the neighbors' doors and ask them for candy.
Huh. Oh.
Oh.
Well, that's Hanukkah, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, you get to go to 8 houses, then you're done.
Right.
Tim, we have a caller who wants to know about back in the day when you used to put carrots in your ears just to get laughs.
Yes, I have done that on several occasions, yes. Put a lot of things in my ear to get laughs. That's
but
why,
then,
then
you sobered up, right?
Well, pardon?
Then the alcohol wore off?
Yes, yes. It did help, though.
Yeah, that sounds like something you would have done back in the Bowling Green days. Hey, look, I got carrots in my ears.
So do you do Dorf anymore, or is it too hard on the knees?
No. We do it. Yeah, that's an, yeah. We were doing Dorf and the Old Man and Tudball and things like that on this show that Harvey and I were doing. So, well, as you know, you saw that. You're still doing that.
It makes my knees hurt. Watching you do Dorf makes my knees hurt.
You can imagine how mine are after. I did it on Carol for 11, and now 8 with this thing. So, it's been a long time.
Does anybody ever come up to you and say, where's Dorf?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, I like you, and Harvey, you're fine, and Tim, you were pretty funny in the stuff that you were in, but where's Dorf? He's the one I really like.
Yeah, we did a tape with Sam Snead once, and we invited him to come out and do a tape, and we said, do you want to go to dinner the night before? And he said yes, and we went to dinner, and while he was at the table, he said to me, is Dorf going to join us for dinner? And he was serious, and... all of us kind of looked at each other and said, who's going to tell him? But the next day, he eventually found out. Yeah, put it all together.
Oh, man, you had to break his heart.
Right, I know, yeah.
So, Tim Conway, we sure appreciate you coming on the Chris and Rob WAIF Christmas Spectacular to say hello to all your old friends back here in Ohio in the Black Swamp region up north near Bowling Green.
Right. And thank you very much for allowing me to do that, and a very Merry Christmas to everybody. And I listen to you guys every day.
I know
I don't hear you, but I listen for you.
What's Christmas like in Los Angeles?
Slow. It's about 98, and this is the time of year when all the houses turn brown, you know, in the fall and everything. So it's beautiful this time of year.
So what will Christmas be like at your household next week?
Very slow. Well, I have two granddaughters, so that's the best part of Christmas, to see them come down and to see their disappointment when there's nothing there.
Are they still awful small?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, we keep them that way, yeah.
Uh-huh. And when they come down, you know, on Christmas morning to see what's under the tree, Harvey doesn't move around too much, does he?
No, not at all anymore.
No, because I wouldn't want the lights to, you know, blink on and off or anything, you know.
If he's got to scratch
his ear, you know. The angel might fall off of his head.
Right.
All right, thanks a lot, Tim.
Okay.
Merry Christmas
calling.
And Happy New Year, and I hope 2007 is even better than the rest of your career.
Okay, I'll talk to you next year.
All right, see ya.
Okay,
bye. That's Tim Conway, the world-famous comedian, and now we have open lines for you at 513-749-1444. And, you know, there's two things that when they happen, you know it's Christmas time.
Exactly.
There's two things. There's two things that always indicate that Christmas is on the way.
And the first is?
Someone at your office brings in a big tin full of really stale, rancid popcorn. It's usually separated into three. You got the buttery and the cheesy and the caramel
covered. You don't like that?
And it's stale and
it's
chewy. Oh,
my God. You don't like that? I'm sorry. And what's the second thing?
You start hearing kids singing songs by kids. It ain't Christmas till a kid sings a song.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney with lots